Welcome to your new Homeward program and to the ease of word processing. Your computer will turn into an office complete with file cabinet, printer, secretarial efficiency, and much, much more. This audio tape is designed to take you through a few of the basic steps of the Homeward Word Processor program. Before you can work with the Homeward Word Processor, you must have two disks, the Homeward Word Processor disk and what is called a formatted disk for your documents. A blank disk is like a stranger in a foreign country. It doesn't know the computer's language, so it can't communicate with the computer. A formatted disk is a blank disk that you have educated in the computer's language using the disk operating system program commonly known as DOS. Then the formatted disk will function as a document disk. It will magnetically read information that it receives. It will store your valuable documents so that they will be available for you again and again. Likewise, the Homeward Word Processor itself must be able to communicate with your particular computer. It must be DOS educated. You could put in your DOS disk every time you wanted to use the Homeward program. Or better yet, you can apply DOS to the Homeward Word Processor disk one time only. One time is all it takes. From then on, all you will have to do to get your Homeward Word Processor working is put it in your computer and turn the computer on. Turn to the chapter in the Homeward story entitled A Little DOS. There you will find instructions that will lead you through the procedures of formatting a document disk and applying DOS to your Homeward Word Processor program disk. Now is the time to do these procedures, so turn off this tape, follow the step-by-step instructions, and turn this tape back on when you have your Homeward Word Processor program on the screen. So take your Homeward Word Processor disk out of drive A, insert your formatted document disk in the drive, and close the drive door. Now we are ready to begin. See the flashing square? It's called a cursor. When you see that blinking cursor, you know you're in the typing area. A cursor keeps track of where you are. It blinks one space ahead of the last character you inserted. A character is either a letter, number, punctuation mark, or space. They are all the same to the computer's way of thinking. You cannot move your cursor unless you add a character. It's as if it were surrounded by invisible walls. Try to move your cursor. Press the right or left arrow. The up or down arrow. See? It won't move. The only way you can get your cursor to move is to add a character. You can also tell when you're in the typing area because you see a message from the computer that says, press ESC to go to menu. See the key on the upper left-hand side of your computer that says ESC? That is the escape key. The escape key is the key that takes you from the typing area to the menu area, or from the menu area to the typing area. It is also the key that lets you get out of making certain choices. The menu is the area of choices, which is why it's called menu. There are four pictures above that message. They are representations of the choices you can find in the menu area. They are there to serve as visual reminders of the menu. Also, see that square area to the far bottom right of your screen? That is the page sketch area. It is like a miniature of a printed page. As you type along, you can look at the page sketch and see a replica of your work, as it would be presented on an actual printed page. Press Escape now, and you will be in the main menu area. Let's see what the choices are on your menu. The picture or icon that is being framed now is of a file, and the word file appears on the screen. The frame that surrounds the icon is called an icon cursor. Now see the key with the right arrow. When you're in the menu area and you press the right arrow key, you can move your icon cursor to the right. Do that now. The icon cursor now surrounds the icon layout, which shows two pages with an arrow pointing to the reordered layout on one of them. Choose this icon when you want to make a special layout for the document you are creating. Press the right arrow key again, and the icon cursor is around the Customize icon. The Customize icon shows an arrow pointing to various choices. This is the icon that allows you to custom make your program to fit your particular needs. Press the right arrow key once again, and your icon cursor surrounds the End Homeward icon. This is the icon you choose when you want to leave the Homeward Word Processor program in order to go to the Homeward Speller, the Homeward Filer, or to another program or game. To move the icon cursor to the left, use your left arrow key. Move the icon cursor to the left past Customize and Layout until you return to the File icon. Choose this icon when you want to save a document you created or get an already saved document on the screen. You would also use this icon to erase a document or insert one document into another. Move your icon cursor to the left again, and you are on the Edit icon. Choose this icon when you want to edit your text. To move it, copy it, erase it, insert erased text, find a word or phrase throughout the text, or find a word or phrase throughout the text and replace it with another word or phrase. Move your icon cursor to the left once again, and you will find yourself on the Print icon. Choose this icon to print a document, or print it to your disk, to see it in its entirety on your monitor, or to give it a page number if the page number is other than one. You've spent enough time in the menu area, and right now you have nothing to choose, so press Escape to go back to the typing area. They say experience is the best teacher, so let's experience. Let's type a short letter to see how the Homeward Word Processor works. If you make mistakes in your typing, don't worry. Pretty soon you'll know how to fix mistakes. For now, just keep going. Type Dear John, comma. See what the cursor is doing? It's one letter ahead of what you just typed. The cursor always marks the space that the next character is going into. Now you'll want to make a paragraph. When you're in the typing area and you want to make a paragraph, press the Enter key twice. The rest of the time, the computer takes care of margins automatically, so just type along without having to think about pressing Enter. But now you want to make a paragraph, so press Enter twice. Now let's type this sentence. Type, I will see you on Monday, period. What if you say to yourself, oh no, I meant Tuesday, not Monday. How can you erase a mistake? Very simple. See that key that says D-E-L? That stands for delete. If you press that key, you can erase whatever character the cursor is on. To get the cursor on the character you want to erase, press your left arrow key until you are on the M of the word Monday. Press delete, and the M disappears. Now the cursor is on the O of Monday. Press delete and it disappears. Now the cursor is on the N. Press delete and it disappears. Continue in the same way with the D, A, and Y until the whole word Monday is erased. Now type the word Tuesday. You fixed your mistake, and now your sentence reads, I will see you on Tuesday. But how do you fix a mistake that's up a few lines or back a paragraph? You don't want to have to erase everything you've written. Let's say you decided, it was a mistake to have called him John. That sounds too informal. I should really have written, Dear Mr. Smith. So let's change John to Mr. Smith. You have to get your cursor up to the first line. The cursor will move up by pressing the up arrow key. Press the up arrow key until you are back at the Dear John line. Use the arrow keys until you are on the J of the word John. Press the delete key and the letter J disappears. Now the cursor is on the O of the word John. Press delete again and the O disappears. Press delete for the H to go away and once again for the letter N to be erased. Now type in Mr. Smith. Now you want to return to where you were in order to continue typing your letter. Press the appropriate arrow keys until you are at the end of the first line of your text that says, "I will see you on Tuesday." Press the space bar twice to make the proper space between your sentences. Now type, "We can talk then," period. Begin another paragraph by pressing Enter twice. Now continue your letter. Type, "Enclosed, please find the list you need," period. Again, for a new paragraph, press Enter twice. Now type, "I hope you are feeling better," period. Now you're going to end the letter. So press Enter twice and type sincerely, comma. Press Enter twice and type your name. Now you've finished writing your letter, and you want to save it. You want it on file. It's time to escape to the menu area, so press the Escape key. Your screen shows the icon cursor framing the File icon. When you're in the menu area, the Enter key is a very special key. You use it to tell the computer what you've chosen. In this case, out of all the choices on the menu, you've chosen File. What you want to do is file your letter. So press Enter to choose the File icon. Now you see four file icons. For the moment, let's explore the File menu, even though Save Document is exactly what you want to do. Your icon cursor is now around the Save Document icon. Press the left arrow key and it will be around the Get Document icon. Press the right arrow key and it will be around the Save Document icon again. Press the right arrow key, and your icon cursor will be around the Erase Document icon. Press the right arrow key once again, and it will be around the Insert Document icon. Since what you want to do is save the letter you just wrote, move your icon cursor to the left until it is around the Save Document icon, and press Enter to let the computer know that this is the icon you're choosing. The computer now asks you to give a name to your document. There are rules for naming documents. You can read about those rules in the Homeward story. For now, let's just name the document Letter. Type the word Letter. If you make a mistake, you can correct it by using the Delete key to erase whatever letter the cursor is on. Then type in your corrections. When you have finished typing in the name of your document, press Enter to save your document. If you want to save anything you write, you have to put it in the disk's file. If you don't file it and then turn your computer off or leave the Homeward Word Processor program to work on something else, your document will be lost forever. The computer doesn't remember by itself. You have to tell it what to do and what to know. So whenever you create a document or revise a document, be sure to save it. Now you've got your letter written and filed. Let's pretend you look at it and say, "Oh no, I'm not going to be able to send that list in this letter." So how do you change something on a document that's already typed and filed? Simple. Press Enter to go to the typing area. Then go to the menu area by pressing Escape. Move your icon cursor to the left until it is framing the icon Edit. Press Enter to let the computer know you're choosing the Edit icon. There are 6 icons in the Edit menu. Let's see what they are. Your icon cursor is now around the Copy Text icon. Move your icon cursor to the left by pressing the left arrow key, and your icon cursor is around the Erase Text icon. Move it to the left again, and it is around the Insert Erased Text icon. Now move your icon cursor back to the right by pressing the right arrow key. Move it past Erase Text and Copy Text until your icon cursor surrounds the Move Text icon. Press the right arrow key again, and your icon cursor is on the Find icon. And once again, and it is on the Find and Replace icon. Now move your icon cursor to the left by pressing the left arrow key until it is around the Erase Text icon. That's the one you want, so press Enter to choose it. Now the computer gives you instructions. Move the cursor to the beginning of the text you want to erase. Press the up or down arrow until your cursor is on the same line as enclosed Please Find the List. You should be right on the line. Press the right or left arrow key until the cursor is on the first E of the word enclosed. You want to get rid of that whole sentence. Press Enter to start painting the text. Painting is like using whiteout. By moving your cursor, you can highlight the word or words you want to erase. The computer instructs you to paint the text, and you do that by pressing the right arrow key, which moves the cursor along the letters you want to remove from your text. When your cursor is on the period at the end of the sentence, stop. If you've painted more than you want, back up the cursor by using your left arrow key. Press Enter to let the computer know that you've finished painting. The sentence you've painted is now gone, so you can type what you want to say. Type, "I will bring the list with me." Okay, now that you're pleased with your new letter, you want to file it. Press ESC to go to the menu area. The icon cursor is on the File icon, which is exactly where you want it. So press Enter to tell the computer your choice. Next, the icon cursor is around the Save Document icon, which is the one you want. Press Enter to let the computer know. You could replace the old letter with your new one just by keeping the same name, Letter. Or you could make a new title for this letter, such as Smith, and that way have both letters on file. Let's do that now. Type in the word Smith. And press Enter to let the computer know you're ready to file a new letter. Now you're ready to see your letter on the screen as it will print. Press Enter to continue. To get out of the typing area, press Escape. Now you're back in the main menu area. Move the icon cursor to the far left, to the icon that says Print. Press Enter to let the computer know your choice. There are four choices in the Print menu. Right now, your icon cursor is around the See Final Document icon. Move your icon cursor to the right by pressing the right arrow key, and it is around the Print to Disk icon. Move it to the right again, and it is on the Starting Page Number icon. Now, move your icon cursor to the left past the Print to Disk icon until it is around the See Final Document icon. That's what you want to do. It's a good way of seeing the complete document, to check for mistakes or changes before you actually print it out on paper. Press Enter to let the computer know you want to see the final document. Press Enter to say, "Yes, show it." Press the space bar to pause to read it. After pausing, press the space bar to continue the viewing. The computer will tell you when you have reached the end of the document. Press Escape to go back to the typing area. Now imagine that you want to see what your first letter looks like. Let's take a look in the files. Press Escape to go to the main menu. The icon cursor is around the icon File, so press Enter to tell the computer this is what you want. Now move the icon cursor to the left to Get Document. Press Enter to tell the computer that this is the icon you're choosing. But what if you can't remember what you named your letter? Press either the up or down arrow key, and the computer will show you, one by one, what is in the file. When the name letter appears, press Enter to let the computer know that this is the document you're selecting. Now the computer will show you the first version of your letter on the screen. If you wanted to add to it or change it, you could. But imagine that you are finished looking at the document letter and you want to work on something new. You have to clear the screen. Press Escape to go to the menu. The icon cursor will be framing the icon File. Press Enter to choose it. Move the icon cursor to the left to Get Document. Press Enter. The document you want to get up on the screen is nothing. In other words, you want a blank document. That will give you a blank screen so that you can create a new document. Don't type anything in, but simply press Enter to choose a blank document. The screen goes blank, and you're ready to begin writing again. Now you know how to do some of the basic things in the Homeword program. You know how to type and correct a document, how to file it, how to get it out of the files, how to edit it, how to clear the screen, and how to see the whole final document on the screen before you print it. With a little practice, these basic word processing skills will become automatic. The Homeword story that accompanies the Homeword Word Processor program will tell you just how many things you can do. But in the meantime, you've achieved some of the basics. Congratulations, and welcome to the world of Homeword.